as they look at the plutocratic societies of our modern capitals. First scene. Here, then, is the subject of the first scene of The Rheingold. As you sit waiting for the curtain to rise, you suddenly catch the booming ground tone of a mighty river. It becomes plainer, clearer. You get nearer to the surface and catch the green lights and the flights of bubbles. Then the curtain goes up and you see what you heard. The depths of the Rhine, with three strange fairy fishes, half water maidens, singing and enjoying themselves exuberantly. They are not singing barcaroles or ballads about the Lorelei and her fated lovers, but simply trolling any nonsense that comes into their heads in time to the dancing of the water and the rhythm of their swimming. It is the Golden Age, and the attraction of this spot for the Rhine maidens is a lump of the Rheingold, which they value, in an entirely uncommercial way, for its bodily beauty and splendor. Just at present it is eclipsed, because the sun is not striking down through the water. Presently there comes a poor devil of a dwarf, stealing along the slippery rocks of the riverbed, a creature with energy enough to make him strong of body and fierce of passion, but with a brutish narrowness of intelligence and